Kyler Murray's week was played entirely in practice, so how it reads depends on who was charting, and we will name them. Wednesday's joint session against Baltimore ended with Murray winning a two-minute drill, roughly 15 yards to Jordan Addison, a short completion to Jawan Jennings, then a touchdown to Justin Jefferson thrown off his back foot over safety Malachi Starks and cornerback Marlon Humphrey, per Craig Peters and Rob Clyfield at the team's website. Tyler Fornes at A to Z Sports charted the same day as a struggle. Both Minnesota quarterbacks threw multiple interceptions while Baltimore's defense controlled the sessions, while calling that Jefferson touchdown a perfect ball. Thursday was cleaner by every account. Quick strikes to TJ Hawkinson, Jefferson in the flat, and a deep ball to Jennings that set up Will Reichard's 46-yard field goal in the two-minute period, per Clyfield and Peters. Earlier in the week, Monday's Red Zone 7-on-7 produced three consecutive Murray touchdowns to Hawkinson, though the same session had an overroute intended for Jefferson intercepted by Theo Jackson, per Clyfield. Then Saturday, nothing. Murray sat the 13-3 loss to the Ravens with the rest of the starters, both staffs resting their frontliners after the joint work, per Adam Patrick at the Viking Age. His preseason game file remains one drive. The week's national conversation was about none of this. Kevin O'Connell relayed that Murray admitted he couldn't see on a play, prefacing it with, "I know I'm not allowed to say this, but..." And ESPN's Myron Medcalf argued on First Take that a coach cannot say that about his quarterback. Per Fornes, who wrote it up Friday, the height observation is as old as Murray's career and connects to no charted problem this week. The job was the one thing our June preview of Murray couldn't underwrite, and it resolved his way 2 weeks ago, a mixed Wednesday that every quarterback in that stadium shared doesn't touch it. Watch next whether Murray plays in the preseason finale or goes to week one on one exhibition drive, and whether the Jefferson and Hawkinson connections keep leading the practice file through cutdown on Sunday, August 30th. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.